It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. That means Canada. That means Mexico. Shout outs to, I don't know, everybody. Shout outs to people, the firefighters. They waiting to save people. Shout outs to the hospital workers. And I don't know, people holding it down. If you're holding it down, you know what the hell that means. Much love to you. Uber drivers, Lyft drivers. Shout outs to the people in Vegas. I hope you're making that money, right? I hope you're making that money. And then you got people out in Vegas just rolling around. If you win some money, send some to me. I'm creative, okay? All of my social media is JR Sport Brief. I'll let you be creative. You can send me money. You probably know how. Anyway, I'm not in Vegas. I'm minding my business the best way that I can here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. I get started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's been that way for a month now. As I pull up on, I guess it's March, I think. 4 years exactly here on CBS Sports Radio in March. So here we have it. Anyway, you can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate. If you got SiriusXM in your vehicle, on your phone, on your computer, it's 158. That's the station. What else we got here? Odyssey app, Sirius, affiliate, CBSSportsRadio.com. You can go there, and then you can listen on a smart speaker. Like when I walk in my house, this is what I do. I say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. And that stupid Alexa will answer, and then the stupid thing talks too much. It's just, Hickey, you don't got one of those things, do you?
No. Actually, that's a lie. I do have one, but it's tucked away like in a closet somewhere. Unplugged, too.
Yeah, I remember you told me that. Yeah. I had to adjust the settings. You know, I'll ask Alexa. I'll be like, hey, Alexa, what's the weather outside? And it'd be like, hi, JR. The weather is, 35 degrees and sunny. If you'd like to know, I can tell you the weather in Singapore right now. And I'm like, I do not care about the weather in Singapore. Like, just give me a break. Just tell me what I asked you and shut up. It's like being back in high school. Always had that kid that didn't know when to stop. The teacher, can you give us some more homework? Nah, just shut up. Talk to the teacher after the class, after we leave. Anyway, speaking of talking, that's what the hell I get paid for. We've had a lot. Thank you oh so much to Seahawks legend KJ Wright. KJ Wright joined us earlier on in the show. His career, well, recently, he retired in 2022. That's like yesterday, just about. He's done so much. He's experienced so much. He's played in the Super Bowl. He's experienced the Super Bowl victory. His team beat the living hell out of Peyton Manning. He played with Russell Wilson. His coach was Pete Carroll. The new head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Dave Canales, was on the staff. And so he had an opportunity to talk about a lot. And then he also played in the NFC West, which we know he had to take on the 49ers. And so thank you to KJ Wright for his expertise. If you missed that interview, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And then it is Wednesday. And so I shared with you a new top six list. And tonight, with all the talks about the Chiefs and dynasty, potential dynasty, and Mahomes and championships, I just got right to the chase. Tonight, I shared with you my top six list of champions in sports, the biggest individual winners and difference makers. It's tough because how do you cram it all into six? And so I had to think about people who did a lot of winning on the field. And in most cases, it's kind of a tiebreaker. I had to think about their impact on society. And so let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Yogi Berra. At number five, I gave you Serena Williams. At number four, I gave you Michael Phelps. At number three, I gave you Tom Brady. At number two, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. And at number one, I shared with you the name Bill Russell. And if you missed the explanations and the whys, Odyssey app. You can go ahead and you can even hear all of the supporting audio from each one of these athletes. But specifically, when it comes down to Bill Russell, I want you to hear one more time. There were really two key reasons outside of championships and the other one having to deal with trying to advance society as to why I had Bill Russell at number one on my list. First of all, let's take a listen. This is Bill Russell explaining his championship mentality, his winning mentality.
One thing that you want to do to your opponents is to make them think, make them know they can't win. I tried to put the pressure on them before the game started. They know that they're going to lose. And just how they were going to lose was the only question for them. That's what I wanted them to think when they came to the game. We shut a guy down or block a guy's shot and say, yes, we did that to you. If you come back, we'll do it again. If you come back again, we'll do it another time. So you'll have to try something else to do.
Yeah, man. Bill Russell, he was the type of guy. Hey, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. If you die, I'm going to punch you in the mouth again. At least on a basketball court. Away from the court, civil rights. Didn't care what you did, what you said. Faced racism all over the damn place. And he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011. You got to go, whoa. Wow. And then Barack Obama gave it to him. And Barack Obama highlighted the fact that if you ask Bill Russell, hey, man, are you a basketball player? You 6'9". And Bill Russell had an excellent answer. Listen to Barack Obama.
He says, that's what I do. That's not what I am. I'm not a basketball player. I am a man who plays basketball. Bill Russell, the man, is someone who stood up for the rights and dignity of all men. He marched with King. He stood by Ali. When a restaurant refused to serve the Black Celtics, he refused to play in the scheduled game. He endured insults and vandalism, but he kept on focusing on making the teammates who he loved better players and made possible the success of so many who would follow.
Yeah, it's hard to follow that up, right? And there are plenty of civil rights icons who participated in sport. You know, I could go down the list. A lot of them worked with this man, Bill Russell, and have their own unique stories. But if I wanted to put championships, individual success, I wanted to make sure that Bill Russell got some love on tonight's list. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get your calls. And then I'm going to ask our producer. I'm going to ask Ryan Hickey. You know, who's a champion that he says, damn, that guy or that girl is it? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave. Dave is out of Knoxville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dave?
Hey, JR. Love the show. Love any time you're on. And I love your list. I mean, there's no one you can really argue about on that list. But there's one guy I didn't hear, and that's Tiger Woods. I mean, if we're talking strictly just like winner champion mentality, I mean, Tiger was a killer. And I think that a good metric for thinking about people like this is, you know, who else can you compare them to? Like, who's another Tiger? Just like, who's another Michael? Who's another, you know, it goes on. But when he was in his prime, which I wasn't really old enough to fully appreciate at the time, I mean, no one was ever like that. So I just wanted to throw his name out there. I would love to hear kind of where he would fall on your list.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I appreciate you for calling from Knoxville. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, Tiger Woods is probably the most influential golfer ever. And we know he sits behind Jack Nicklaus when it comes down to championships and majors, I should say. Tiger got 15. He's been sitting on 15. Jack has 18. And I know Tiger Woods is still trying to go out there and get another one. It was still a little bit of a shock and surprise when he picked up that Masters in 2019. Now, having said that, you took a look at my list and you said, it's hard to take anybody off of it. You are 1,000,000,000% correct. But when I think about Tiger Woods, for all of the great and everything that he's done for the game and his expansion of the game, it's still tough not to look at a lot of the controversies, okay? Getting chased out of the house by his wife. And I'm not saying it has nothing to do with golf, but as I think about the individuals, it's a blemish. It's a big one. You think about Tiger Woods, and it's difficult not to go, okay, accident, drug use, blondes. That's tough. It is. What he did for golf and what he done individually, absolutely. But him, his story, I mean, the guy had to sit up there and apologize next to his mama. Who wants to do that? Goodness. The guy had to apologize for being, I don't want to say a hickey, help me out here. Not a dog. A dog is accurate. I'm trying to think of
it. Yeah, he just, you know, he could be tied down.
Could you imagine having to do a press conference next to your mother about how you've been sleeping around too much with the, you know, the ladies? Could you imagine? Damn. That's what Tiger Woods did. When I get off air, I'm going to watch that press conference again. Yeah, I guess I got problems. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Omaha. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I want to get right to it. I really enjoy your show, by the way. Muhammad Ali. I'm 60. I grew up when we were kings with boxing, especially the heavyweight division. And Muhammad Ali, what he took on his shoulders as a man refusing to go to the Vietnam War, being stripped of his title, Cassius Clay, and then Muhammad Ali. He is my Mount Rushmore for champions, and then there is everybody else, because all these other guys, and they're great, and thank you for the Bill Russell mention. I argue with a lot of people over Bill Russell and how great he was to society and sports, but Muhammad Ali is a mountain of a man, a presence. You can't even put it into words. I've been on hold for a while trying to think of what I would say. There is no teammates. There's no league, there's no association, there's nobody marching with him. He took off and went his own way and set a standard for bravery and manhood that I don't think can ever be equaled. And he never, ever sacrificed 1 ounce of integrity or 1 ounce of himself. I can't think of a braver man. I can't think of a more heroic man. And I can't think of anybody else who, when you say that name, to this day, I get goosebumps just thinking about him. And I'll remember, you know, lighting the torch at the Olympics that one year. He was above and beyond anything I've ever seen. And I've been around a lot of sports, a lot of personalities, and there's just no equal, no comparison. It's Muhammad Ali as one of the greatest human champions ever, let alone sports champion. And thank you for taking my call, JR.
Oh, absolutely, John. Thank you for calling from Omaha. John said he had to think about what he wanted to say when he was on hold. How could you say anything better than that? You can't. You couldn't. I mean, in all honesty, Muhammad Ali has been at the top of a lot of lists here that I've done. And so this time I wanted to highlight Bill Russell without a shadow of a doubt. But no, he's correct. You can't take away from Muhammad Ali. He is one of the Forget champions. He is one of the greatest athletes that we have ever had here on planet Earth. Flat and period. And I could sit up here, and Muhammad Ali is, and I tell this story because not everybody has heard it. I've met a lot of people. I have never met Muhammad Ali. Prior to his passing, I did actually work with his daughter, Layla. My uncle is a producer, and he helped Layla Ali formulate her walkout song in Madison Square Garden. And so I had a front row seat to see Layla Ali. I don't even remember the poor sap of a woman that Layla beat up, but it was amazing to be in Madison Square Garden for a Layla Ali fight. And then her dad, nobody knew that he was going to be there, but he was. And he was announced in Madison Square Garden, stood up and clapped for Muhammad Ali, gave him a rousing ovation. And yes, Madison Square Garden in New York City, one of the most diverse places on planet Earth. And it's one of the Klitschko's was fighting there that night as well. And it didn't matter if you were coming over from Europe or you were from the Bronx. Everybody got up and showed this man love. And that is one experience. I've seen a lot of hand claps in stadiums, standing up and cheering and losing their minds. But that is something that is just kind of etched in my brain as one of my favorite sporting experiences. And nobody won a championship. And nobody won a title. You know, Layla beat up a woman, and one of the Klitschko's, I think it was Vitaly, beat the hell out of a dude. But nah, I remember Muhammad Ali. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about champions, like real champions. People who made major moves. People who you go, damn, that's inspirational. Wow, I can aspire to be that. I aspire to be that. We're talking champs. I got Bill Russell, A number one for me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. Yeah, maybe Mahomes can sniff this list in the future. Don't move. More of your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Your guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about champions, right? I told you if I had to think about a champ and someone that I really go, oh, damn, this guy's awesome, not just for what he did on the field of play, but for what he did for society. And we can go down the line of, you know, civil rights icons who also played ball in the, you know, the 50s, 40s, 60s, 70s. And, you know, we can even fast forward until today. But just the combination of how many rings he got, the championships, what he did off the court, I got Bill Russell at number one. Hey, Hickey, before I pick the phones up, is there any athlete that you look at and just go, well, damn, that's cool what he or she was able to accomplish?
Very, very, very niche. I understand that. But Kale Sanderson, wrestler, undefeated in college, the only college wrestler ever. He went 159-0, did not lose in high school, did not lose in college, went to the Olympics, won a gold medal. Only time he ever lost in his career is one time, came out of retirement, lost some younger kid. At that point, his career, you know, or at least his peak was done, and now is a head coach of a college wrestling team, Penn State. Not a big deal.
Oh, they have alma mater here.
9 out of the last 12 national titles. He wins and wins a lot.
Yeah, help me out here. I ain't never wrestled anybody on a mat in my life. Oh, you know what? That's not true.
Okay, so you know you've wrestled once or twice. You've grappled.
No, I've had Adeline Gray, Olympic U.S. Women's wrestler. She's that's a lie. Not professionally, but I've done a shoot with her, and she, I don't want to say she taught me how to wrestle like I know what I'm doing.
She pinned you?
Yeah, she threw me around. She's fine and carry. She just threw me around like a rag doll. It was for fun. But help me out. What the hell? I mean, I guess you can impart that much information on wrestlers. It's the technique. Is it the training? Like, help me out here.
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't really know exactly. I mean, I think I think it is definitely technique and also mentality. Mm-hmm. But like Penn State wrestling was not a very big or very explosive or dominant, maybe is a better word to say, until he came there. And then it's like since 2011. And I think one of the years they didn't win was COVID. So wow. It's like really 2 years they haven't won a national title. As a player, or I guess a wrestler, he didn't lose. As a coach now, he doesn't lose. Not many people, not many athletes can say they can win in both playing and coaching.
I appreciate you bringing that to light, man. I was not aware. And that's amazing. It's cool how you can go from sport to sport and how, in a lot of cases, coaching or playing a sport and then coaching doesn't mean that it's going to lead to success because either you have too high standards or, hey, typically the physical skills won't always match up. But like in the case of someone, it's always like the running joke. You know, you got one of the most successful basketball players ever, and Michael Jordan can run a team, and they got ran nowhere but into the ground. And it's not like, hey, if Michael Jordan woke up and said, oh, I will go downstairs and coach the Hornets, that they're going to have success. It's quite the opposite. It would not matter. We got a scrub. I don't want to call him a scrub. He's a minor player, the dirty work player for the New York Knicks and Phil Jackson. I mean, he ends up being one of the most successful coaches ever of all time. So rather interesting that it's not a transferable skill playing into coaching. And speaking of that, I do want to talk about Doc Rivers, but we'll get there. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Arnold is here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief. Show us up, Arnold.
JR, I'm in Buffalo, New York. It's not snowing, which is unusual. It's cold. Yeah. I'm in the garage working on a snowblower to get ready for more snow. And I heard the 10 minutes that you did on your top, what was it, six or 10 gentlemen?
Yeah, we do six. Yeah, six less. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, that was about the most moving thing that I've heard on sports radio in my life. And I'm 75.
Oh, damn. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
It was so serious and so thoughtful. It's hard to explain. Could I ask you to, like, add one consideration?
Oh, you can do it yourself. Go ahead, Arnold, go ahead.
Those men that you were talking about, I was sitting, my wife thinks I'm crazy, I'm out yelling in the garage, say Muhammad, say Muhammad, right? Ali. You know, I figured that was going to be, I would have bet that would be your top man.
Yeah.
Excuse me. These guys were not simply great athletes, which of course they were. They were great Americans.
Yeah.
And I think that's a consideration that should not be cast away. In addition to their talent, what they did and what they represent, and still to this day, the strength of their character is, well, it's hard to explain.
No, it's
unless,
not.
Unless you were there, unless you lived through it.
Arnold, I think, is as you know, character isn't a quality that is always embraced now in society. If people look at a whole lot of crap and want to go with that and go, oh, well, people love it. It's like train wreck. It's like, oh, my God, the train crashed. And just because everybody peeked their head out of the window and said, oh, well, we got 5 million people looking at the train wreck. Let's have more train wrecks. That doesn't mean that it's quality. That doesn't mean that it has substance. Everybody is here for the clicks, the hits, the views. And, you know, there's still something to have to be said about substance. And a lot of that has to do with character. And so I appreciate the fact that you recognize that, Arnold. And as I mentioned, I have talked a whole lot about Muhammad Ali. If you're new to listening, I appreciate you. I've talked about that.
I kind of am. But, it's just, it was so impressive.
Well, I'm telling you,
believe me, this is not clickbait stuff. You were putting your finger on some serious
business.
Well,
thank you. Yeah, I don't
need we need stuff like this now.
Well, thank you, Arnold. I appreciate the fact that I don't do clickbait. I do substance. Arnold, thank you so much. And what are you doing? You working on that snowblower? When's the next snow coming to Buffalo?
Anytime I don't want it to.
Okay. All right. It'll be in this weekend. Hey, enjoy the Super Bowl, okay, Arnold?
Oh, yeah. Hey, God love you. Good night.
All right. Thank you. All the best to Arnold. I tried my best not to make a joke about the Buffalo Bills, and I did it. I consider myself a success. I do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, I mentioned how difficult it is to just transition over into coaching. Well, we got a guy who just dropped with an NBA team that's expected to win a championship. The team still ain't doing all that good. I'm going to give you an update on this Doc Rivers guy on the other side of the break. And then, you know, speaking of history, there's so much that took place this day, February 7th, historically, in the world of sports. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to go through some history. And then, we're going to listen to Doc Rivers, I guess, complain, be happy, something in the middle. I don't know.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Super Bowl can't get here quick enough, can it, right? Just wait for the damn game already. But we have been talking about greatness tonight. We have talked about champions. We've talked about success. We've talked about how you attain it. And then, you know, somebody brought up coaching in the last break. And I'm like, yeah, it's difficult. Or, no, matter of fact, Hickey brought it up. Hickey, what is the Penn State coach's name?
Cale Sanderson.
And this man was winning himself, and now he's at Penn State, and he's passing that on to all the wrestlers there, still winning. And I'm like, damn it, winning is not a transferable skill. I mean, you can share the tips and tricks of the trade. It's no guarantee that people are going to pick it up, even if they have the physical talent. And I talked about how tough it is, and we see it all up and down every sport. And in most cases, you're not always going to have the greatest of the great athletes that just step into the box or the sidelines or the bench and just have success. I mean, Bill Belichick ain't go out there and tackle nobody in the NFL. Mike Vrabel did, and we heard a story yesterday that maybe Mike Vrabel is too intimidating, you know, for a head coaching job in the league. And, you know, I brought up Phil Jackson. He was a do-the-dirty-work type guy for the New York Knicks when they won in 73. And it's not written and etched in stone that being a great player means you're going to be a great coach. And that made me automatically think about Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers was a good point guard in the NBA. He made an all-star team. Nobody is going to mistake him for being one of the best guards that the league has seen. And he has transitioned over into what feels like and has been about 25 years of coaching here in the league, in the NBA. We know about his championship with the Celtics. At this point, it feels like people forget that he started off with the Magic, and then he was with the Sixers until they gave him the boot last year. And then he went to ESPN for not even half a season. And then he took Adrian Griffin's job, and now he's 1-4 as the Bucks head coach. And granted, they lost last night 114-106 to the Suns. Had no Damian Lillard. He's dealing with an ankle injury. But Doc Rivers is just trying to tie things together. And it's kind of funny. He's going to be the All-Star Games coach. Like, he's taking Adrian Griffin's spot because the Bucks are sitting at the top, sitting pretty. And Doc Rivers is just like, oh, yeah, I'll give him my bonus. Like, that's supposed to be some consolation prize. Listen to this from Doc Rivers.
That is ridiculously bad. It really is. Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. You know, it's one of these quirky things. I think there should be a rule somehow that someone else does it other than me. Maybe I'll send my staff. And I'll go on vacation. I'm going to run that by Adam Silver. I think he's Adam's a good man. I think he'll understand.
Who the hell is forcing Doc Rivers? Are they forcing him to coach the All-Star game? Like, that'd be a sham. I mean, most people, nobody gives a damn who's coaching there. But, yeah, Joe Prunty is still there. Let him coach the team. Nobody cares. And at the same time, if Doc Rivers is standing around, he'd look like a ham. He'd look like a guy who's standing around looking for attention. I don't know. Maybe he's going to go out there and try to recruit his own future talent. Maybe, possibly. The Bucks are going to be back in action tomorrow against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So good luck to them there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sydney here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sydney?
Hey, JR. I gotta say, it was a really good list from my point of view, but I think if I could have added one thing to that list, I would have added Jim Brown. I think because I know he only won one championship, but he kind of kick-started the NFL and showing like the NFL was something to watch or like go to games because, you know, they didn't really have television, I guess, back then. But in nine of his seasons, he was really, really good. And I know
yeah, MVP, like, Pro Bowler. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like, I think 8 of his 9 seasons, he like led the NFL in rushing. So I think he was a really fun guy to watch. I watched like some of his highlights on YouTube at one point. And I think if it was one extra spot or like an honorable mention on your list, I think I would have put Jim Brown.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sydney, for calling from Buffalo. Yeah, you mentioned a one championship he won. That came in 64. Yeah, he's at the top of the list for a lot of things. Running backs all time, influential athletes, champions. Yeah, you could put him there. I wouldn't have put him on this list specifically. Not specifically. 855-212-4CBS. Steve, he's calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steve?
Hello, JR. Good evening. Not a first-time caller, but I haven't called in a while.
Where the hell you been?
I've been listening to you, and now that I'm more of a night owl, so now that you switched to the earlier show or whatever, it's harder for me to catch you. But your boy, what is it, Dave? he's wild. He's sort of taking the challenge up. But anyway, I wanted to make
Bart Winkler and Shep after.
Right. But I mean, Chef has no problem getting it in his butt if no, you don't think something is right.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, that's a different subject. And but well, I mean, I didn't want to say.
I said ass, but
never mind. I'm getting off the subject of what I called for. I wanted to make an honorable mention because it's been so inspirational. Is John Carlos and I think it's Tommy Tom, the two athletes in the 68.
Tommy Smith?
Tommy Smith, yeah, and John Carlos, one came and won the bronze, and the other one won the gold medal in the 68 Mexico City Olympics. And they knew they were sacrificing that once they put their fist up in the air during the national anthem, that they were going to sacrifice their careers. And to me, that is a real champion. When you know what you're going to do in your field, is you're going to sacrifice. Like Muhammad Ali knew the stance he was going to take was going to sacrifice his boxing career for his prime years in boxing to take a stand. But I just wanted to make a mention real quick about the silver medal winner in that race.
Tommy Smith was actually he was actually here in Atlanta. Honored on Martin Luther King Day. That was pretty cool to see. I was present for that. And then I've met John Carlos, I want to say about a decade ago. He's a cool dude. So just a little personal perspective there. What else you got, Steve? I got a few other callers I want to
get. Right. I know. I'll be real quick. But the gentleman who came in second place from Australia, actually both John and Tommy said that he was very instrumental in helping them because they didn't have only one pair of black gloves. And he turned around and told them, said, well, why don't you guys share the gloves? One put the left glove on the left fist, and the other one put the glove on the right. And he actually supported them. He had the button that was for the human rights, whatever the button was, to support them. And he went back to Australia. They said that he actually suffered worse than they did because at least they had each other, and that the Australian Olympic Committee never allowed him to race again.
His name is Peter Norman, and God rest his soul. He's no longer here with us.
Great man. Thank you so much, JR.
Well, thank you, Steve. And you're a night owl. You don't want to listen to me forget you then, Steve, okay?
Take care.
Right, I'm joking with you. Right, he knows I'm joking. Hey, Hickey, he knew I was joking with him. What, am I that nice a guy? He doesn't even take me serious when I'm giving him crap? What is that about?
A lot of jokes are said in that call, I guess.
Well, he went from talking about getting in somebody's behind, yeah, and he actually talked about something that's actually noble and respectful. Anyway, since he decided to bring up a history lesson, I think I got one for everybody here. Today, and this is rather interesting, because today is February 7th. And so if you jump into a time machine, and if you go back, I don't know, maybe as recently as last year, I was doing the show in Phoenix, Arizona at the Super Bowl. And I think we can go back to a year ago where LeBron James scored 38 points and became the NBA's all-time leading scorer The Lakers, they smacked around Oklahoma City 133-130 in L.A. And LeBron, he passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 38,387 career points. I want you to take a listen to that exact moment almost exactly a year ago. I think maybe 2 hours from now, or 2 hours to the day, last year. This is the NBA on TNT. Listen to this.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history.
Yeah, and he's still going and going and going and going. He's the Energizer Bunny, damn it. And I know everybody's scoring at a ridiculous clip. Like, how many career points is LeBron James going to finish with at this rate? Like, damn, bro. Like, what is he going to have, 45,000 career points when it's all said and done? I have no idea. He's approaching 40,000, which is going to be nutty in its own right. And I think he can tack on another, I don't know, 2, 3, 4. You know, look like he's slow. He has slowed down, but he ain't slowed down that much. And that's not the only thing to take place this day in sports. If we go back to 2010, it feels bad that all this stuff feels so recent. Drew Brees and the Saints, they won a championship. They beat the Colts 31-17. And the last score came from Tracy Porter. He decided to pick off some guy named Peyton Manning to seal the game. You might know this voice. It's Jim Nantz, the NFL on CBS.
Picked off. Look out. Gets past Manning, and it's Tracy Porter taking it all the way. Touchdown, New Orleans.
Yeah, it happened on the same day. Amazing things. Yeah, there's a lot of Super Bowl action that is taking place, and you can throw LeBron James in there as well. I feel like I've picked on Peyton Manning today enough. Talked to KJ Wright, reminded him about the Seahawks destroying Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl with the Broncos. But then Peyton Manning, he got one, right? He got one with Denver. He got another one with the Colts. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. Not everybody can be Tom Brady. Sorry about that. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rich? Hey, Rich, you're live on the radio. Now he's not. Abraham from Buffalo. Go ahead, Abraham, quickly.
Hey, JR, thank you for taking my call. Hey, isn't it funny we say that? Like, it's a call-in show. Of course you take calls. Anyways, your producer there brought up wrestling a while ago, and you said you didn't have much reference for how difficult it is. And I wrestled all 4 years of high school, and then like halfway through my first year of college. And man, that is not fun.
I mean, I know. That's why I don't have a frame of reference, because I ain't doing it.
Practice isn't fun. Tournaments ain't fun. Losing ain't fun. The only part about it is fun is winning. It's just incredible that somebody would go through high school and college undefeated. That's truly an accomplishment. I just wanted
Who is the greatest wrestler of all time?
Oh, I don't know. I probably just have to go with Cale Sanders. I don't have the list in my head. I'm more of a sports player than a watcher, really. But
okay, I can think. I don't know. Rulon Gardner. I don't know. I know Burroughs was at the top for a while here. I mean, lately, but I got to catch up on my wrestling. Hey, thank you, Abraham.
Yeah, you have a good night.
You as well. Abraham had an echo there. I don't know what that was about. Yeah, well, I got – Hickey, what do I got, 2 years? The Olymp – no, the Olymp – wait a minute. I got a couple of months.
July, France, let's
go. Oh, my God. I'm thinking about the World Cup already, but no, that's in 2 years. We got the Olympics. Damn. You know why it seems so soon? Because of that COVID in Japan, you know? Well, not COVID in Japan. I'm not trying to get those emails. But the COVID year pushed the Japan Olympics back. I got nothing wrong with Japan, nothing wrong. I got no beef with China. I like China. I've been to China. It's cool by me. Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. We're going to be back tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's a big afternoon. Why? Because the NBA trade deadline is tomorrow at 3 p.m. Let's see what takes place. We'll be able to talk about the trades. Let's see if anything crazy happens in Vegas. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we haven't got a ridiculous story yet out of Vegas, but everybody is finally starting to descend now that we've gotten to Wednesday and pulling up on Thursday. If you've missed a minute of the show, you want to re-listen to the top six list, top six greatest champions, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief, all on social media. I'm done. We're gone. Make sure you have a great night. Be smooth. Be safe. Be well. JR Sport Brief Show is done. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.